What's going on, everybody? Welcome to another edition of Jump Ball, brought to you by Ballers of TO. This is going to be a special edition. This is going to be an exclusive, one-time-a-year show. This is going to be a All-Star Saturday recap, and I can't tell you how much I am excited about this and how fun it was to watch. This year, I think this was probably the best All-Star weekend since Toronto back in 2016. And why was that the best? Well, because I got to see Aaron Gordon make history and be probably the most raw person in NBA All-Star history ever. In my opinion, I'm still bitter about this, guys. I think that Zach LaVine totally took that prize away from Aaron Gordon. I mean, who sits on top of a mascot in the air, puts it under his legs, and dunks? That is unbelievable. That is absolutely unbelievable. But LaVine won. All I want for Aaron Gordon is give him like a little bit of a participation ribbon, or at least acknowledge that he should have won. Acknowledge that the judges made a mistake. That's all I'm asking. Let's jump into this year's All-Star Dunk Competition. We had Dennis Smith Jr., Hamidou Diallo, John Collins of the Atlanta Hawks, as well as Miles Bridges. Now, I'm not gonna lie. After watching the Rising Star Challenge on Friday, I thought that John Collins may take this, but he didn't. He didn't, in my opinion, he didn't really even come that close. He was clever. What he had done. So in North Carolina, that was the birthplace of airplanes, of pilots, everything aerospace. So what he did, he was being clever, which I appreciate. And I think that's when I am a judge of this dunk contest, I would want to see a lot more creativity. He came in with a plane, a pilot's hat, and some goggles, and he did a dunk in that outfit, and I thought that was a lot of fun. Dunk wise though, I don't think he had it. Miles Bridges, we all saw the look on his mother's face when he missed. Need I say more? No. He tried his best, but it didn't work out. So then we have Dennis Smith Jr. and Hamidou Diallo of Oklahoma City Thunder. Dennis Smith Jr. pulls off impeccable dunks in games throughout the season. But I don't know, I think the nerves got the best of him, because on every single one of his dunk attempts in both rounds, he didn't get it in to at least the third try. And I remember on his last dunk, he finally got it in on his fourth try, and the judges gave him a 50. I didn't think that was possible. I didn't think you could give a perfect score to somebody who didn't get it in on the first try. So that I was a little upset about. But we all see Instagram. We all know what happened. OKC number 6, he asked Shaq to stand there in front of the bucket, and he dunked. He cleared him. Which is absolutely amazing, considering Shaq is 7'1" to jump, and he only took off honestly about a few feet before Shaq. So I think that's absolutely, I think hands down he won this. And for all the NBA dunkers next year who want to enter this contest, be a little more creative. Come on, we've all seen the dunk, we've all seen the Carter 360. Give me something more. We can backtrack a little bit to where the night started off, the skills competition, and participants were quick to realize that if you shoot from center court, that counts as a three-pointer. The first to sink a half-court shot from the logo and move on to the next round were Trae Young. He sunk it before De'Aaron Fox, knocking him out of the round. Then in the final round, it were Trae Young versus Jason Tatum, facing off, and ironically enough, Tatum, who was quite behind because he couldn't get the chest pass through the hole, he shot from half-court and won it. So congratulations to the Boston Celtic for taking home that hardware. He had said he's going to give it to his mom, and who doesn't love a mama's boy who loves and respects their mom? So shout out to Jason Tatum. Up next were the three-point competition that had if I were to shout out a number at the top of my head, I'd say about 300 shooters. But it was actually 10. It just seemed like a lot more. I think the big news were that both the Curry brothers were competing, but with a bigger surprise, Father Del Curry, who had also previously been in the NBA, had his own three-point competition with a few of his old buddies, including Ray Allen. The shootout were for charity. Every shot they got in went to charity, so I think that's a fantastic idea. Shout out to Del, one, being a legend, and then two, giving birth to a legend as well as Seth Curry. Shout out to Seth. He is trying. I'm all on Seth's side. Now, before the game, Dell was asked who he would like to win, and he said Seth, because Stephen has already won so much, it's Seth's turn to win something. To me, that kind of seemed like a dig. I mean, I doubt it, because it's his dad, but I still feel for Seth Curry. He's got a better 3-point percentage than Steph. I guess Steph just has been in the league longer and shoots crazier threes. I don't know. Seth didn't make it past the first round. Seth, he did make it to the final round, but he didn't win. Joe Harris of the Brooklyn Nets came out on top. Guys, I hope you enjoyed my All-Star Saturday recap. Don't forget, if you have any comments, questions, or concerns, be sure to reach out to me, and I would absolutely love to converse with you guys. Thank you so much for listening, and I will see you guys next year in Chicago at the 2020 NBA All-Star Weekend.